The Gospel this week is from Mark 10:35-45. In last week's Gospel, Jesus explained how obsession and idolatry make it harder to follow God. He used hyperbole to tell us that a camel would have an easier time going through the eye of a needle than someone who idolatizes riches to reach the kingdom of God. In today's Gospel, an incident with the disciples moves Jesus to teach about path to the kingdom of God, humility. Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Jerusalem. Jesus predicted what would happen to him when they get to Jerusalem. The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the Gentiles. They will mock him, flog him, and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise again. Soon after this prediction, two disciples, James and John, made the most extraordinary request ever. "Grant us to sit next to you in your kingdom," they said to Jesus. And Jesus asked them, "Are you able to go through the betrayal, the suffering, and death destined for me?" That question should have made them shudder. But they confidently said, "Yes, we are able." Now these two bold sons of thunder were putting their cards on the table and hoping they played well. But question is, did they understand the prediction they just heard? We are so much like these two men. We hear the scriptures okay, but like the parable of the seeds that fall on good soil, we too get consumed, choked by worldly troubles and ambitions, and everything changes. Jesus wisely tells the disciples, "Yes, you will go through persecution, but to sit at the higher table is not mine or yours to choose, but for those whom God chooses." Now the punchline for me is that when the other 10 disciples hear John and James' request, they are indignant, as one would expect. Probably not for the two brothers' audacity, but just because they didn't think of asking first. And Jesus, knowing their hearts, calls all of them, all the disciples, and teaches them the requirements for positions of honor. The Gospel reveals the human temptations we struggle with: pride, power, envy, lust, and greed. We all naturally want to be in a better position, which is okay, but we are called to live a humble life. And in this story, Jesus is teaching not in parables, but in plain words, and he says, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all." Servanthood spells humility. It's about caring for those who cannot care for themselves. The poor, the outcast, the illiterate and educated, all people. This story is an invitation to first let Jesus be a servant to us, and we, in turn, be servants to all whom Jesus places on our path. May the Holy Spirit guide us to hear God's words and humbly do them. Amen.